every night. Out of the sound of his voice, birds, fish and trees did come. The mountains, they melt like wax. The hills skip like young cows at the sound of the voice of the God that we serve. Our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Besides thee, O Lord,
Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning for your spiritual blessings and upliftment. For community news, your interviews, special requests, and others, tune into 105.2 MHz ETA and 103.8 MHz on cable. We delight and entertain you.
Hey, we also have more stuff coming your way. We have business matters. We have social and educational matters. We have health and healing matters. We also have legal matters.
For more information, call us on 020-368-1968. We delight and entertain you. Voice of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 to 10 a.m. Razzo.
Voice of Ninja is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. All your events can be promoted right here on Voice of Ninja. Yes, you heard me right. Don't know about you because you're not promoting your business. We can bring you the awareness that you need for all those revivals, seminars, special events, conferences, church services, your Sunday services, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. Call us today right now at 06-846-06-550. That's 06-846-06-550. Voice of Ninja, your place to advertise.
Salvation, a purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. Praising my Savior, oh, the Lord. This is my story. This is my song. I'm just praising my Savior. Oh, the day long.
And on the note of this song, I would like to say a big and a warm welcome to Radio Voice of Niger, our Good Morning Show. My name is Apostle Larry Dokeno. I'm co-hosting this morning with
Apostle Hulen Ruth Dokeno, alias Lady Agwamuma of Radio Voice of Niger.
And I would like to say one more time a big warm welcome. We would like to open this session with a word of prayer and make the way for all the other things that are going to be coming. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we give you praise and glory and honor for who you are. Thank you for this very day and the new week you have blessed us with. Let every household receiving this broadcast, every family, whether they are driving or on the road or at home, we pray that you meet them at the point of their need. Once again, we bless this nation, bless all our leaders, bless every leader in the church, every leader in the secular world, in the marketplace. We pray that your goodness shall continue to dwell with us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless this broadcast. Thank you for all the things that we're doing here, all the guests who are going to be here. We pray that we shall carry on, that we will honor and bless your name. Thank you for today. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just praising my Savior. Oh,
Jesse, come on back. Jesse, come on back. Jesse, come on back. Play the game, brother, for me. Just one more time. Come on.
Perfect submission. All is at rest. I'm saved now. I am not saved. I'm happy. Watching and waiting, looking above. I've been filled. I was filled the day I got saved. I've been filled with His goodness. I get lost. How many know what it means to get lost? Lost. Oh! Lost. Lost in His love. This is my story. This is my story.
Lead it. Come on, Jesse. It's all yours.
Praising my Savior all the day. This is my story. Praising my Savior.
fill my heart with so much peace and joy. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh. Jesus, you love.
Also sensing the love of God. Is the love of God that quickened you this morning? And that's where you are alive in the land of the living.
Who am I that you're mindful of me?
Most of the time, we don't even realize how much God loves us. But as you listen to this music, God is calling you back into that realization.
Jesus, you love me too much.
And me too, baby girl. He loves me too.
Jesus, you love me so much.
As you are preparing your heart for all that we have for you in this gospel inspirational time, we ask that you reconcile with God. Prepare your heart for all the good things that God is going to speak through us to you. And then set up for a positive, powerful week.
Thank you for loving me tomorrow.
After the gospel inspirational time, we will go into our social segment. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a business segment because we are going to talk about matching people to work opportunities in Southeast. There are work opportunities in Southeast, but if you do not know, you will not be part of it. So we are bringing experts to come and get us acquainted on how we can benefit from the job opportunities in Southeast. So I believe that it's going to be a very powerful broadcast, and then if you are looking for a job, then you have to tune in. So that's going to take place at the hour of 9. But before then, we also going to have the pastoral forum. After I have spoken about the miracles of Jesus Christ, then we will have the pastoral forum, and that will move us out from the religious segment. And then we'll prepare ourselves to have the business segment. And then after that, we'll be signing off. And then you can get in touch with us either by calling us on 0684-606-550. Or you can go to our website, radioverseofniger.org. And then you can click the segment you want and listen to our podcast. So that's the way it is now. So keep listening, and shortly I'll be bringing to you the miracles of Jesus Christ. Miracle Worker by Gloria Bremer. I'm ushering you to the miraculous time. The Miracles of Jesus Christ by Apostle Helen Rudokino. Father, I bless you this morning and I thank you. You are going to touch our lives as the word of God comes. I bless you for all our listeners. I bless you, God Almighty, that you are going to release your unction upon me. Give me the ability to bring forth your word within these few minutes to my listeners. Touch their lives, change their lives. Make something new all around them. Position them for miracle for the week. Because new every morning is your faithfulness. And we know that you are a faithful God. We trust you for the blood of Jesus Christ that speaketh better things than any other blood. And this blood is being released through these cable lines this hour to touch all my listeners. Position them, help them against destruction, that they will know the will of God for their lives today. As the word comes, thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Joyfully say a big amen. You're a miracle walking God. That's who He is. That's who He is. That's who He is.
You're a miracle walking God.
Your name is
Yahweh. Amen. Thank you. Now, just give me some few minutes to bring the word of God to you and to your household. I do not know which device you are using to watch us. Maybe you are in your home. Maybe some of you are already walking, or you are on your way to your place of work. Or it just could be that you are doing something. But just give me these few minutes and let's see what God has to say to us. Quickly take your Bible, go to the Old Testament and to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm reading from verses 8 to about 11. And the Bible said, "Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And as she said to her husband, 'Look now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lamp stand so it will be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there.' And it happened one day that he came there and he turned into the upper room and lay down there. Then he said to Gehazi's servant, called this Shunammite woman, when he had called her, she stood before him and he said to him, 'Say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?' So she answered, 'I dwell among my own people.' So he said, 'What then is to be done for her?' And Gehazi answered, 'Actually, she has no son, and her husband is old.' So he said, 'Call her.' When he had called her, she stood in the way. Then he said, 'About this time next year, you shall embrace a son.' And she said, 'No, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant.' But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her." So that is the word of the living God. Very, very exciting and very, very encouraging. It is so powerful, highly loaded, and it is good news. Hallelujah. I know that this very word is going to touch so many people who are out there and they are expecting something from God. God is so good that when we think and people think that your life is over, when circumstances try to make you feel as if your life is over, that's the time God comes in. Tell somebody, don't throw in the towel. Hallelujah. That's the time God comes in and God begins to work with us. So tell somebody, know the right perspective or look to the right perspective. From what we just read, the Bible said that Elisha passes by every time from a particular road. As he passes to that road, going for his job as a servant of the Most High God, as it was in the olden days. They don't just sit in one place. When we see the prophets or we see the seers, they don't just sit in one place. They are always moving around, going from village to village, from town to town, city by city, proclaiming the word of God to the people. They always have one message or the other which God has sent them, and they will surely go and deliver. So the Bible said that Elijah was passing through this road. Anytime she passes through that road with her servant, only one woman took cognizance of him. Only one woman was able to notice that Elisha was a real man of God. She came to that conclusion because she noticed that Elisha was not a burden to anybody. She noticed that Elisha was sorting out himself out by himself without disturbing anybody. She witnessed within her soul that Elisha was not going about knocking at people's door, asking them for what aid, asking them to assist him buy a car, asking them to assist him buy a new church building. Elijah was not going about knocking at the doors of people, presenting his need. Rather, she noticed that Elijah does not depend on any one of them. Elisha was not looking for any assistance or for any support. Elisha rather passes gently to his destination, looking well contented. May the Lord God Almighty release contentment in the heart of every man and every woman of God listening to this broadcast this hour. May Jehovah, the God of Israel, the God that Elisha served, begin to release contentment in the lives of every servant of the Lord, real servant of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. This woman perceived that Elijah was not a burden. These days, how do people perceive the man of God? When you open the social media, it's like the obsession in social media is now making people to speak anyhow, talk anyhow, touch things anyhow. Things that people were not challenging before, now people are getting up and they are challenging them. And then it is so mind-blowing. It is so mind-blowing. They can take the content of prayer. They can take the content of blessing. They are reading those things. But when it comes about Titan, they have a problem with that. They can take the concept of fasting, take the concept of any other whatever which is there in the Bible, but when it comes to Titan, that one they don't want to hear about it anymore. Why? Because some are so wounded, they felt that this aspect, financial aspect in the church, have been abused. Where people will just get up and they are looking for car. Where people will get up and they are just looking for new jet, not old, new jet. Where others are getting up and they are putting up all manner of lies before they will give prophecies. Where they will tell people to pay in hundreds and in thousands to get just one word from God. So people people have molested us, and that's the reason why there's now a rampage in the whole social media. People condemning men of God, condemning women of God, even those who are innocent have been affected by all of this condemnation. So people sit in the pew in churches, they are no more ready to receive. They can hear the word of God from you, and now the church is now almost like a social club. So they just want to come, okay, sign up, and then hear the word of God and get away. You dare not. Immediately it's about offering time, people begin to have attitude. Why? Because it has been misused. But the scripture we are reading told us that Elisha was always moving and supporting himself, doing things on himself. That was the perception. That's the way that woman perceived Elijah. I pray that men and women of God will regain their honor in the sight of this new generation. That people will no more be perceiving them like people who have nothing to do. People will no more be perceiving them like people who couldn't make it academically, and that's why they have chosen to the other side. People will no more be perceiving them like people who are rather like a burden instead of a blessing. Oh, may the Lord change that perception in the hearts of many in Jesus' name. What does it profit a man to gain everything and lose his soul? Those of you who are busy condemning and criticizing them just because somebody spoke about tithe, if you don't want to give it, why don't you just silently, you know, sit? After all, nobody forces anybody to give tithe. Nobody forces. I've never been to any church actually where they are forcing people, if you don't come and give offering today. I've never. Because no rightful man or woman of God will sit up and be forcing people to give. No. I've never seen it. So by the way we are perceiving it now, we are projecting it on social media. It looks as if people only sit waiting for Sunday, waiting for service to track people down and tell them and lie and tell them. Yeah, though some people are doing that. I saw this and I saw that. And then you have to pay for this and you have to pay for that. May God deliver us. So Elijah was perceived by this woman in this village as a man of God that is very contented. Ladies and gentlemen, be very careful of people that pray for you. Before they pray for you, they take some money. Before they pray for you, deliver you, they take some money. They tell you there are some things that have been buried in your paternal side and maternal side, and they are demanding money for some folks to fast for you. Why can't you fast for yourself? Why do you need to delegate people to fast for you when you can fast for yourself? I mean, the principles of the Bible remain the same. I've never seen where fastings have been delegated to other people. Even when King Hezekiah heard that he was about to die, a whole king, he declared fasting. He fasted. So why do we need to delegate people? Some folks will call from Africa and they will say, they found something in our father's compound, in our mother's compound, that is affecting the whole family. And this group of men of God, they are 12, they are 13, they are 15. They want to fast, but you need to send them money. How? I mean, how? If they find something and they feel that they are led to do it, why don't they go there and uproot it? Why do you need to send money to Europe from Europe before they have to go? And then sometimes I question those things, and then I ask how. Then I hear that, yes, because after fasting they will need to eat. After fasting they will need to do this. They need to transportation to go there, and this and this and this and that. Jesus, may God be merciful. Somebody out there, be very careful about those who have to pray for you and take money. They must ask for money first before they pray for you. They ask for money before they deliver you. They ask for money. Be very, 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 very careful. Because these things are very, very common in the side I'm coming from. Hallelujah. But this woman noticed that Elisha was a real man of God. As a minister, she perceived that Elisha was a man of God. The greatest problem we have today in the church of God, in the body of Christ, is the inability for people to perceive. People sit in church, they lack perception. They cannot perceive the move of God. They do not know who is a man or woman of God that they have. We can see miracles happening in our own eyes, in our own korokoro eyes, and we just let it go. You have no perception. We cannot key in into certain things and believe that God is there and believe that God can allow that something that happened to Sister A to happen to us. We don't key in and tap into that thing and believe God for the miracle that have happened for other people to happen for us. It's just because we have no perception. So we sit in church, we commonize everything that is going on. We commonize it, we look with eye of criticism and waiting for a special time when it will be our turn. You lack perception. May God deliver you. May Jehovah deliver you. I say you lack perception. If you are that type of person, you lack perception. Believers don't perceive. Believers, so-called believers, take things on face value. If your miracle in church must happen on time, you must learn to perceive and act accordingly. When you hear, for instance, that there is a wedding taking place in your church, Sister A is getting married, and this is you at the age of 35, at the age of 40, you are still single. You don't just sit and then say, that sister is getting married, it's not me. No, you got to key into what is happening to that sister. You got to prepare yourself, position yourself that you are also going to that wedding, believing that you will receive your own. Prepare some gifts and say, okay, I'm not going empty-handed. I'm going to go and support Sister B or Sister C. I'm going because in you doing those things, you are preparing, you are positioning yourself to also receive your own life partner. You are positioning your heart that it is also going to happen for you. So any woman, a young girl who have perception would quickly want to key into whatever is happening around her so she can receive. There are some, you are in a place where they are saying, this couple, they are going to do dedication of their child, and this is a barren woman around. You don't sit and wind your eyes, roll it up, and say, has on me, God has forgotten me. No, 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 no. You rejoice with them. If you have perception, you will rejoice with them. You will buy some gifts, put some money in the envelope and say, I'm going to support them. I'm going to give a gift to this new child that is about to be dedicated. And doing that, you are keen in. You are believing that what happened to them will happen to you. That is what perception is all about. You perceive that it's going to happen for you. If you see people who are launching their new cars and who are doing their house dedications and all of those things, you will rejoice with them. Take your own parcel. Say, okay, I'm also going there to go and rejoice because in rejoicing in their new houses, in their new cars, with their new job, I'm also getting my own. When somebody is testifying about promotion, somebody is testifying about any good thing that is happening around, you're supposed to rejoice. You perceive that that thing also can happen for you. You rejoice. You rejoice. Go with them. Believe God with them. Trust God with them. Hallelujah. 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 That is the way it happens. Unfortunately, many believers have lost that virtue. They have no perception. They cannot perceive. So they stay in God's house, dry, 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 dry. Miracle come, miracle passes them. They stay in God's house, empty, empty, empty. They do nothing. People give testimonies. People, they don't key into anything. May God deliver you. Sometimes God may not speak to you on 101, but when God is addressing a case that pertains to you, but it is referred to somebody else, you must just take it. Believe it, connect to that thing. Because when you connect to it without waiting for a specific time, when they will address your own need, my Lord, when you connect to it, you know what happens? You will get your own miracle. I say you will get your own miracle. That is the way God works. That is the way God moves. Every time God moves, he locates one person, and anyone that is wise connects to that one person that God has located, and then they will also get their miracle. Do you understand me? He locates one person. He doesn't go about locating so many people at a time. He locates just one person. So stop giving excuses. Stop giving excuses that God is not listening to you. Stop giving excuses that your pastor is not praying for you when he's supposed to. The fact is that you don't have perception. You don't know when to key in. The pastor may not go about calling every person in the church and praying for them specifically. But when he is praying for something that connects to you, you just have to key in. The church should not be lacking people that do not have perception. Perception comes with expression. You cannot perceive without expression. Otherwise, it becomes suspicion. I want you to think about this a little bit. Do you perceive God? Do you perceive him? Miracle. Do you just sit in church and you do nothing? Miracle worker. How do you perceive him? Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Miracle worker, come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Destiny changer, you are a destiny changer. Come and change a destiny today. So while the music is going on, I want you to pray. I want you to believe the Lord. I want you to talk to God about your situation. I want you to put your hand in your heart. Believe God that you can begin to hear from him. Come on, do that prayer. Believe God that you can have a positive perception of who God is. Because it is very devastating that you can be in church and yet you do not know who God is. Hallelujah. Come on. Come and talk to God about your situation.
Come and heal, so powerful today. And you will heal, so powerful.
Talk to God about your situation. Thank you, Jesus.
You are the powerful healer. Come and heal, so powerful.
God is always willing. God is always ready to reach out to us. But you must give him the chance. Thank you, Jesus. Trusting God to reach out to you. But you will not sit in church without having perception. You begin to perceive, you begin to know God in a deeper dimension. When you know God, you will see God through your pastors who are speaking. You will not follow whatever you are hearing on the social media. But you will trust God and know that anything that you are doing, God is there with you. Thank you for listening. And shortly we're going to play The Miracles of Jesus Christ, the Pastoral Forum, and then we sign up. If you need prayer, please feel free to call me on the studio line, which is 737-1619. I will be waiting.
Everything, there was severe famine in that country, and he began to be in want. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. So this young man had gone to waste and to squander what he had gotten from his father. You see, when people don't earn what they have, there is always a tendency to want to squander. Sometimes you show people love, and because they don't deserve it, the next thing they want to do is to trample down on you. and they think that you're loving them because of something, and they think that you're loving them because you don't know, you cannot do without them. And the next thing they do is to squander that love and even want to trample upon you. That's why the Bible says, do not give what is costly, pearls, to the swine. Hallelujah. So this young man went and squandered his portion of the estate he got from his father. Now, I wonder what kind of father this must have been, you know? If my son came to me and said, Daddy, I want my share of the estate, immediately my mind would just ring a bell. You know, a bell would ring in my mind and my heart. I said, wow, this guy is trying to be like that young son of the prodigal, the story of the prodigal son. And so I would say, well, yes, what for? And what are you going to do? What are the plans you have? I'll ask all those questions. If I'm not satisfied, I most likely would not give to my son whatever he's asking. But this father didn't ask those questions. I believe he loved the son. He trusted the son's judgment that the son would definitely do what was right. But lo and behold, that son did the opposite of what would have made his father happy. Now let's go on. So now, by now, he had blown everything up. He has misused everything. He has become so poor that he had to go and hire himself to somebody else. Okay, now, verse 17 says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But his father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring around his finger, and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let's have a feast. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, his older brother was in the fields. When he came near the house, he heard the music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, what was going on? Your brother has come. He replied,